you're just seconds away from Quick Bites. What is that? Well, three questions for our Out to Lunch guest, Brad Anderson, the Iowa State Director for AARP. Each guest for our Out to Lunch segment gets the same three questions. So, let's see how Brad does. It's our way of helping you get to know our guest better. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain. Ag parts from trusted sources. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
It is Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. This is Out to Lunch, and we are out to lunch with Brad Anderson. He's the state director of the Iowa AARP, or AARP Iowa, should you wish to look them up on Google. Also, we are at Trostel's Dish in Clive, Iowa, having this conversation. Brad, welcome. Good to see you again.
Always good to see you, Michael. Man, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is where we take a thought leader out to lunch, ladies and gentlemen, and you get to listen in on the conversation. I mean, how cool is that? You
know? I am honored to be considered a thought leader anywhere. So.
Well, you know, you got a big job, brother, and all over the state of Iowa. So let's, first of all, before we get into out to lunch and order our lunch and sit here at Trostel's and dine and have this conversation, we do quick bites. Three questions. Each one of our guests gets the same three questions. I see you have no notes. So you must have committed all of this to memory.
Do most people show up for notes? Am I already behind?
Now some people have.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. I should have brought notes. Note to self. Bring more notes.
All right. We talk about book, movie, and job. So the first question out of Quick Bites is, what book have you read lately ever that has had an impact on you, and what was that impact?
So for the last couple of years, my wife buys me four books for Christmas, and she picks them out, and I'm a slow reader, so that usually takes me through the year. Yeah. And last year she bought me this book called Boys in the Boat. It is about the 1936 Olympic crew team.
Wow.
And it is a fascinating book. So usually these books take me, you know, months to read at a time, but this one, I blew through this one in 2 weeks. And the reason it's so interesting is because it's all about this crew team from Washington State. It's these working class kids. They were loggers, they were factory workers, and they got together and they completely dominated this sport. And it was so random, but so inspiring. So first they take on the fancy schools from the East, right?
Yale.
And all that. Then they beat Great Britain. Then they go to the Olympics.
1936
In 1936
Olympics.
In Germany.
Right.
And they win the gold against the Germans. And this lead character in the book is this guy by the name of Joe Rance. Joe Rance is his name. And what's so fascinating about him is he was essentially abandoned by his parents, forced to live on his own at a very young age, and found this sport. He was a really strong guy and found this sport, crew, and just basically willed himself to do well at this, to give himself purpose. And so he goes through, becomes a member of this team, and then eventually graduates from Washington State University, or the University of Washington, with an engineering degree, and works at Boeing. And I'm telling you, there is not a more inspiring book out there than Boys in the Boat. I think it's going to be a movie at some point too. So
it would be a great movie, wouldn't it?
It'd be a great movie. And it also you know, teaches us the importance of caring about those people that society has kind of left behind, because you never know what these folks will be, you know, and everyone has a contribution to make.
Right.
I firmly believe that. And it just sometimes takes a little bit of investment. And so this school and some people on the crew team invested themselves in this lead character. And anyway, read it. Boys in the Boat. It's a great book.
All right. Boys in the Boat. First question has been answered. Part of Quick Bites. All right. Let's go to the movie.
movie that you've seen lately, ever, that has had an impact, and what do you think?
Well, okay, Michael, I can answer this question two ways. I can give you my real answer or my answer for questions like this. What do you want?
Well, I want the real answer, man.
Well, the real answer is Old School with Will Ferrell, because if you're talking about a movie that you can just watch over and over again and never get tired, it's a definition to me of favorite. Is there a larger meaning to the movie? Mm-hmm. Probably not. It just makes me laugh.
Entertainment,
and it makes me laugh every time. My less real answer, but still a great movie, is Braveheart. It's a more thoughtful kind of movie, and it probably does give you a little source of inspiration or something more than Old School would give you. But
Well, you know, Braveheart. I love Braveheart. I've seen it multiple times. I cannot watch the end.
It's hard to watch.
It's very hard.
In fact, you're right. I probably turn away at the ending.
Yeah, that's it.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is. All right. Old School.
Why not?
Brant Anderson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the state director for AARP Iowa, and now we get to the job. So, Brad, if you weren't doing what you're doing now for AARP Iowa, what would you like to be doing?
You know, I would probably do something in conservation. I really enjoy being outdoors. I think we need people to get out there and publicly advocate for conservation in a way that, frankly, is not happening in Iowa. And I think there are a lot of tremendously important issues related to agriculture and water quality and soil conservation and all those things. And so if I wasn't doing AARP, I'd probably go in that direction doing something.
Advocacy for environmental issues.
Advocacy or you know, frankly, had my life taken a turn. I was actually headed to law school to do some environmental law was kind of what I wanted to focus on. And then I started working on campaigns like many people do, and much to my mom's chagrin, I never went back to law school, and here I am. So who knows? Maybe 20 years ago, if things had changed, I'd be an environmental lawyer and trying to solve all these problems.
You know, chagrin is a good thing to say, because it was always that way with my brother and I. He's 4.5 years younger. And while I took the broadcasting, public relations, communication route, he went to med school. So it was always like, you know, say, so June, tell me, what do your boys do? And she'd say, well, my one, he's a doctor. The other, I don't know what he does.
Who knows what he does? At AARP, this is the first job that I've ever had that my mom truly understands what I do. And she calls me regularly about the mail and how to get either on or off mailing lists. So I'm here. I'm here to help her out when I can.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, he is the state director for AARP Iowa. That's Quick Bites, 3 questions that we ask each and every one of our guests before we go out to lunch. And this week, we're out to lunch at Trostel's Dish in Clive. And we'll get into that in just a moment. So go ahead, click ahead, and you can hear our conversation as we dine over lunch. Why not? Because, hey, it's called Out to Lunch.